T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Former Chicago State Senator Martin Sandoval is now facing formal federal charges of bribery and tax evasion stemming from an investigation involving lobbying, among other things. WBBM's political editor Craig Delamore has the story.
Martin Sandoval is accused of taking money to support red light cameras while he was chairman of the key Illinois Senate Transportation Committee and failing to report the income. Sandoval resigned his Senate seat last fall, a matter of weeks after his offices in Springfield and his Southwest Side Chicago home were raided by the feds. He's charged in what's called a criminal information, which is a step below a grand jury indictment, and often that's an indicator that a plea deal's in the works with the U.S. Attorney's Office. The federal investigation has also included raids on offices in Sandoval's district, including the villages of McCook, Lyons, and Summit. In the Loop, Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 FM.
An online post to hire a hitman ends with an Aurora man thrown in jail.
King County prosecutors have charged Andy Lopez with solicitation of murder for hire. Last Wednesday, the 23-year-old allegedly posted to Snapchat a request that someone kill a guy he knows and offering $1,000. Yesterday, Lopez was in court where a judge set his bail at 100 times that. His booking photo into the Kane County Jail shows Lopez with a black eye. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Police in Lafayette, Indiana, still investigating the weekend death of a one-month-old boy who was mauled by a family dog. The Journal Courier says a pit bull began fighting with a beagle mix in a home. As a teenager separated the dogs, the pit bull began to attack the infant, Julian Connell. Police officer had to kill the dog before he could try to help the injured infant. The baby's mother was home when the dog started fighting.
Chicago police looking for the thieves who broke into a North Michigan Avenue jewelry store yesterday.
Police say the thieves were in and out of Nohoku Jewelry in less than 2 minutes. Still, an employee says they put up a plywood board in the glass door at 600 North Michigan to make it seem as if construction work was underway. Police say the burglars made off with about 150 pieces of jewelry from 3 cases. The district manager of Nohoku complains that North Michigan Avenue stores continue to be the targets of thieves and that there needs to be better police protection. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Southside Alderman says Amazon's building a distribution center in Pullman, but Chicago's mayor says nothing is set in stone.
Ninth Ward Alderman Anthony Beal joked that Alexa is responsible for bringing the Amazon Fulfillment Center to the South Side.
Well, you know, Alexa is a very good friend of mine, and, you know, she is always there, ready and accessible. And if that's what it took for me to say, Alexa, when is Amazon coming? She responded.
Mayor Lightfoot downplayed reports during a news conference this morning, saying nothing had been agreed to. But Alderman Beal says the city has been in contact with the developer that wants to build the fulfillment center at 104th and Woodlawn. They hope to have the building open by the end of October, just before the start of the holiday shopping season.
It is moving on a extremely fast-paced process.
Beal says the project could bring 500 construction jobs to the neighborhood. Rob Hart, News Radio 105.9 FM.
It's been a long time coming, but finally an effort in Chicago to help Puerto Rico is almost a done deal.
It's been almost a year and a half, according to 30th Ward Alderman Ariel Reboiras. That's when he says efforts began to help send surplus Chicago equipment, an ambulance and a fire engine, to Puerto Rico. The island had already been devastated by a hurricane.
Now they're experiencing earthquakes. One thing after another.
The problem was how to get the vehicles there. Reboiras says a local company took them down to Florida late last week on a flatbed, and now they'll be taken across the ocean free of charge, courtesy of a company called Trailer Bridge. That company had heard the story of Chicago's efforts to help Puerto Rico, and they called WBBM late last year and volunteered to transport the vehicles. Alderman Reboiras says he is grateful and relieved.
And here we go. We're finally getting the 2 pieces of equipment where they belong.
Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 FM.
They don't know that you can come out and get them, so I'm glad to see them out here leaving smoke detectors at doors.
That's Chad resident Natalia Keaton thanking firefighters for passing on free smoke detectors to her neighbors in East 91st. Keaton lives across the street from where a 2-year-old boy died last week in a house fire. Fire department says there was a smoke detector on the second floor of the apartment, but not on the first floor where Jacurian Lewis was found. A 94-year-old man was also injured in that fire.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.